We heard yesterday about an ambitious program by U.S. Special Forces to train Afghan commandos. After an initial three-month training course, the new Afghan commandos go on often dangerous missions with the Green Berets. NPR's Jackie Northam has been with the American and Afghan commandos, and she went with them during an air assault on a suspected Taliban hideout.
Six. Hey, Commandant, get first squad together. That's what you, that's seven men. Get the first squad together.
It's shortly after 3 o'clock in the morning at Kandahar Airfield. A sergeant first class with the U.S. Special Forces tries to organize nearly two dozen Afghan commandos, even where they'll be sitting on a large Chinook helicopter.
Yeah, you sit right there. Your RTO, where's the RTO? Right here. Your RTO will sit right next to you. Okay.
In a little over an hour, a team of U.S. and Afghan special forces will begin an operation, an air assault, on a suspected Taliban hideout. It's one of many joint missions that have been conducted over the past year. The American sergeant knows it's well worth rehearsing the drill over and over.
Hey, you're going to get a 5-minute, 3-minute, and 1-minute call.
3-1.
Yeah. All right. So at the five minutes, so relay. Okay. 3 minutes. 1 minute. Under your seatbelts.
The American sergeant, who cannot be identified to reporters under the rules of the Special Forces, says he wants to make sure all involved, particularly the Afghan commandos, know what they're expected to do once they hit their target area.
Commandant, say Bashir. Okay, what's going on now? Birds landed, we're off. What's going on?
Was that the direction?
This operation was several weeks in the making, but the small village of Zargaran in the southeastern province of Zabul has been under surveillance much longer, says this Special Forces captain, who's the commander of this joint operation.
Some of our intel assessment that we have on this particular area is a known way station, a known way point for IED facilitators in the area.
Bomb makers,
yes, ma'am.
The captain says the Islamist militants often pass through Zargaran. Two key Taliban leaders are suspected of being in the tiny village at the moment. The commandos are expecting a fight. Still, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Karsner, the U.S. Special Forces commander in Kandahar, says it will be a standard operation going in.
A mission which is going to be short duration, highlighted by speed of execution, violence of action, well-coordinated plan, and a planned withdrawal. We're not going to stay there and hold ground.
Shortly before the mission gets underway, a Predator, an unmanned surveillance plane, quietly takes off from Kandahar Airfield and heads to the Zargaran area. The U.S. and Afghan commando teams put on heavy armored vests, helmets, ballistic eyeglasses, and pick up their American-made weapons. The U.S. team is bristling with communication devices. Team members pause before heading to the Chinook helicopter.
Give us wisdom to see the things that possibly we may not always see, to make the right decisions, watch over the commandos, and help us to lead and guide them. Be with their families as they're back home, give them a peace as we're out.
Hey, light it up!
The helicopters lift off from the Kandahar Air Base and head to Zargaran. They stop halfway, where more choppers carrying regular Afghan Army soldiers join the operation. The choppers twist and turn through the imposing mountain ranges. At times, you can almost reach out and touch the rocky peaks on either side. Helicopters are the best, in some cases the only way to reach remote villages, because the roads are so bad and the Taliban has spotters all along the way. The Joint Special Forces tried to drive to Zargaran about a month ago. After 12 hours, they had to turn back because of the terrain. This time, after a 40-minute flight, the commando's chopper touches down on a patch of dry earth overlooking Zargaran. It's just before 8 o'clock in the morning. The mission has begun. The commandos spill out of the back of the helicopter and quickly get into position. The first minutes of the assault operation are considered critical. One group of commandos sets up heavy machine guns on a ridge overlooking the village to cover for the other special forces fanning out in the village below. Two Apache helicopter gunships roar through the valley, bank hard, and circle back over the village, providing more cover for the Afghan and U.S. Special Forces now leapfrogging from one building to another. The U.S. commander there stays on the ridge, watching over the unfolding operation.
What they're shooting at is basically sending some warning shots in the general direction of about 12 personnel that are massing on a hilltop.
The dozen people on the hill scatter at the sound of the gunfire. In the meantime, the Afghan interpreter is picking up communications between militants using walkie-talkies. The chatter on the radio indicates that the militants are still in the area and were very near a weapons cache in the village already discovered by the commandos.
They got ICOM chatter stating that reinforcements are able to come and reinforce here. And there's a Taliban commander saying, nah, don't go down in the village, that they, meaning us, is still here. But apparently there's someone inside the village still reporting out.
After a couple of hours, the commandos have cleared all the houses and rounded up about a dozen people, but no Taliban leaders. The commander and his group of commandos make their way into the village. This team meets up with another special forces group.
What's up, dude?
Hey, they're just finishing up top. They got maybe three more.
The two groups compare notes.
Hey, the one guy gave us where we found that cache. There was 12 foreign fighters there this morning, Chechen and Arab. They left right at daybreak.
Our guy said the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
That they had Chechens.
He wasn't really sure. He said he didn't understand their language, what they were speaking.
So we probably missed them by about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
The two special forces captains say it's not unusual for the militants to leave for another village at daybreak. But they say finding the weapons cache will disrupt the network and show the militants that no place is beyond the reach of the commandos.
Have a good one. Be safe.
Thank
you. Take care of them.
The two groups split up again, making their way to the landing site where the helicopters will carry them back to Kandahar. They'd like to be out of the region by noon because the choppers are needed for another mission. Jackie Northam, NPR News, in southern Afghanistan.